Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, July 13th, 2022. The Berlin Senate is planning assistance scenarios for Berliners who need support in view of the impending gas shortage. This was confirmed by Social Senator Katja Kipping of Die Linke to RBB on Monday. Among the possible solutions could be heat islands, for example, in gymnasiums, or entire heat rooms, as suggested by the Cities and Municipalities Association. Kipping explained that the municipalities were addressing a serious problem, but the senator did not want to give concrete details because, quote, "we are concerned with solutions instead of quickly placed quotes," unquote. Since Monday, the gas supply in Germany has been further restricted. The reason is that the Nord Stream 1 Baltic Sea pipeline from Russia was shut down in the morning for planned maintenance work, and the work is expected to last about a week and a half. Politicians fear, however, that Russia could not turn it back on after that. In the opinion of Economics and Energy Senator Stefan Schwarz, Berlin is well prepared for the gas shortage expected in the winter. He told RBB that the Senate administrations had set up a task force to save energy in Senate buildings and believes that at least 10% is possible. In Schwarz's view, saving energy is the most important contribution to prevent a gas shortage and has called on people to start saving gas now to have more resources in the winter. Currently, the gas storage tanks are 65% full, and the goal is to get them to about 90% by November. The head of the Berlin basic supplier GASAG, Georg Friedrichs, has called on the people of Berlin to start saving gas immediately, not just in the winter. In an interview with the Berliner Zeitung, he at the same time did not rule out the possibility that, in contrast to what was initially announced, prices for gas and electricity could be raised once again. Kipping has called on the federal government to use its enormous redistribution potential for those who are experiencing problems because of the energy price increases. She said she expects a renewed relief package from the federal government that doesn't hand out money in all possible directions, but targets those with low and middle incomes, people with low pensions, and ensures that they can pay their energy costs in the autumn and winter. In principle, Kipping welcomes the push by SPD state leader Raed Saleh to use significantly more money for the Senate's Energy Hardship Fund. However, it's still completely open how the $380 million decided upon so far will be distributed between private individuals and companies. Therefore, it's too early to talk about concrete increases now. Saleh had proposed increasing the state's hardship fund up to 1 billion euros and wants to finance it by waiving the state's repayment of debts. Hundreds of suitcases are piling up at the capital's BER airport and have to be returned to their owners. At the moment, the airport is receiving about 300 suitcases per day that were not loaded on time and are now being forwarded by the airlines to their customers. According to the airport, additional space had to be made available to temporarily store the cases, and a large proportion came from hubs such as Munich or Frankfurt. The background to this is staff shortages at many airports, particularly at the ground handling service providers. Per the airport, the three ground handling service providers at BER, Swissport, Aeroground, and Visag, take care of further processing. Barrier-free access to public transportation in Berlin is by no means possible in all stations. Currently, 33 U-Bahn and 6 S-Bahn stations are only accessible with stairs, and there are 237 tram stops that are not barrier-free. This is the result of a response from the State Transportation Secretary, Maike Niedbal, to a parliamentary question from CDU members of parliament, Danny Freimark and Martin Pitzold. Niedbal responded that, quote, the barrier-free expansion of the Straßenbahn will take place in stages until the beginning of the 2030s, unquote. The Federal Passenger Transportation Act actually includes the requirement that complete barrier-free accessibility was to be achieved in local public transport by January 1st of 2022. Exceptions could be justified in the local transportation plans of the states, but Berlin listed only 8 U-Bahn stations in its plan, which was adopted back in September of 2020, where the goal would probably not be achieved. The S-Bahn stations are subject to the Railway Construction and Operation Ordinance, so specifications from the Passenger Transportation Act do not apply to them. For trams, Berlin had set the target in its local transportation plan of, quote, upgrading an average of at least 20 stops per year to be barrier-free. The approximately 200 stops expected to remain after 2021 are to be converted by the end of 2025, unquote. This timetable obviously cannot be met, if only because the number of non-accessible stops is currently still well over 200. That said, at least the planning for various locations is underway. Niedbahl explained that currently about 150 stops are in the planning phase or construction is being prepared. Niedbahl, however, also mentions the duration of such planning. Consequently, she says, at least 5 years can be assumed from a start to implementation. The BVALGI explains that, in the case of trams, barrier-free upgrading is often bundled with basic track maintenance in order to make effective use of resources and keep construction work to a minimum. The company cites manpower and availability of materials as obstacles. CDU Deputy Framark, nevertheless, is calling for more speed in the implementation of accessibility, stating, quote, this goal was already in the old coalition agreement, and it is again a goal that has not been achieved. Accessibility in mass transit must therefore be given higher priority, unquote. In the U-Bahn, the goal is now to equip all stations with elevators by 2025. This, too, will take several years to plan. The BVALGI explained, quote, depending on the scope of coordination, it takes approximately 5 to 10 years from the start of planning to completion. After Rave the Planet over the weekend with an estimated 200,000 spectators and participants, the Berlin City Cleaning Service, or BSR, collected 135 cubic meters of waste, the equivalent of 135,000 liters. 100 employees and 46 vehicles were in use to clean up after the event. Mainly packaging, like beverage containers and glass, were collected. For comparison, at the Christopher Street Day last year, with about 65,000 people, the BSR collected 80 cubic meters of waste. Per DPA reporting, the techno party by Love Parade founder Dr. Mata had attracted around 10 times as many people on Saturday as were registered for it. The police had said on Sunday that the parade had been, quote, mostly trouble-free. But at the end, however, said that it had become so crowded on the Strasse di Settentrioni that it became, quote, a dangerous situation. And lastly, this coming weekend is Podfest Berlin, and Berlin Briefing will be contributing to this grassroots festival celebrating the Hauptstadt's podcasts at 2 p.m. Saturday, July 16th. You can find more about the weekend's workshops, live recordings, and ticket information at podfestberlin.com. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.